Welcome to the Let's Kill It podcast. I'm Janice T, former corporate dropout turned full-time entrepreneur, creator, and lifelong learner. Every single week, I bring you mindset hacks and personal growth tips inspired by real stories and experiences. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, online content creator, or someone who is really looking to grow your business or career and level up your life, well, you're in the right place. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let the good stuff begin. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Let's Kill It podcast. You entrepreneurs, business owners, and ones who want to get ahead are going to absolutely love today's episode because we are going to be talking about how to make money the easy way. Specifically, we're going to talk about how to make your first 100K the easy way. But actually, to be honest, this doesn't just apply to your first 100K. It also applies to your first quarter million, half a million. But I want to break down the concept. So for easy math, because you know, I'm not the best math person. I'm only great at calculating my profits, which in itself is great enough for me. I want to talk about how to really sell high ticket and make it the easier way. And so for the purposes of this episode, I'm going to take 100K as a benchmark. You know what they say, your first 100K is the most difficult 100K apparently that you're going to make. After that, you're most likely going to be able to make your second 100K, your third 100K, and so on, right? And so I want to kickstart today's hot and juicy episode with this topic. And I just want to start by saying that the real reason why getting that first $100,000 or whatever financial benchmark you have in your head is so difficult for you and feels like a struggle, like despite putting in the long hours, the sweat, the effort, you seem to find it an uphill struggle and you just can't figure out why. And I want to share that it could very well be this. It could be because you are not really thinking about what you're selling. I know, sounds crazy. But hear me out. Regardless of whether you are a professional salesperson, a consultant, a freelancer, a business owner, an entrepreneur, what you are selling is what will eventually be sold. I want to repeat this again. What you are selling is what will eventually be sold. And I know this sounds so basic, but what I'm really asking you to think about is this thing called your offer design. What is an offer design? In simple terms, if you want to make 100K, right? There are actually several ways to get there. Specifically, I'm going to break down five actual examples of ways that you can get to 100K. And you want to think about, you know, where is your business? Where is your current offer suite at in line with these five examples, right? Or if you haven't even thought about your current offer suite, this is going to give you a good overview onto how you want to position yourself, your business, and your offer in the market. So let's talk about these five different ways that we could potentially get ourselves to 100K. So example one, to get to 100K, I could sell something for $10 and I would need to sell 10,000 units of that to make 100K, right? If I sell something for $10 and I sell 10,000 units of this, I could make 100K. So examples of this would be like a book, you know, a coffee mug, or some sort of like small item that I would sell for $10. The second way that I can make 100K is to sell something at $100, in which I would need to sell 1,000 units of that to make 100K. So for $100, I would need to sell less units than I did before, right? I only need to sell 1,000 units to make that same 100K. So an example of this could be like photography services per hour. If you teach languages, that could be your fees per hour. If you do copywriting, that could be your copywriting charges per hour. That would help me make 100K. The third way of making 100K is to sell something at $1,000 and I would now need to sell even less. I would now only need to sell 100 units of this to make 100K. Example, you know, a yoga studio sells its membership for $1,000 a year, right? So, or you have a commercial gym membership or any other kind of membership package that goes for $1,000. I will only need to sell 100 units of this to make that same 100K. Now, the fourth way is I could then sell something for $10,000. And in this case, I would only need to sell 10 units of this in order to make that same 100K. So hopefully you're noticing a pattern here, right? To make that same 100K now, I only need to sell 10 units of something if I sell it at $10,000. And this could be like a holiday experience tour package. It could be luxury photography services instead of a normal photography service. Whatever that you can then package and sell and have people buy for $10,000, you only need to sell 10 units of that, like, to make 100K. That's wild. And you know the crazy thing? It's the fifth way. If I want to make 100K, I could also, and here's the banger, sell something for 100K and only sell one of it and make 100K. An example of this would be selling a piece of fine jewelry or getting a commission of 100K of the sale of a luxury home. Right, and so what am I really trying to say with these five examples of learning to make 100K is that how much money you make really depends on how you design your business. How much money you make really depends on how you design your business. And so you can already see that just by structuring offers differently, you would need to sell either a lot more units or a lot less units to make the same amount of money, right? And hopefully this can give you some insight, and I'm not saying that you definitely need to sell something at like 10, 50, or 100K, but I'm saying like hopefully it can give you some insight into like, you know what, it really is worth the time to start thinking about how I want to structure my offers, because that has a massive, massive impact on my actual bottom line later. And so now that we know the offer design is so important, how I want to structure my offer, how I want to price my offer, how I want to brand myself in relation to my offer, it's so important. Now I want to leave you some really important questions that you will find very valuable when it comes to how you actually design your business. And you want to be asking yourself questions like, number one, is what I'm selling and what I'm offering even making sense for me financially? Like if I'm selling something where I only have a $1 profit, like I have to sell 100,000 of those to make $100,000. Like that is not making sense for me financially. Like imagine how much work, how much effort goes into this, right? And just for me to have to sell like 100,000 units, like it's probably not making sense for me financially, right? And so you want to take a good hard look at your current business model, your current offers, and really truly ask yourself, is what I'm selling right now, is what I'm offering right now even making sense for me financially? And if not, as uncomfortable as it may be, you might want to rethink your business offer and business model. Otherwise, you might end up needing to sell like 10,000 units or sales at $10 just to hit that 100K. And you know what? If that works for you, that's absolutely fine, right? And so I'm not here to say which business model is better, right? But I'm saying have a think about it. Ask yourself, is the way I'm pricing my offer, is the way I'm selling my offer, is the way that I'm presenting my offer even making sense? And if it's not making sense, you may want to rethink your business offer and business model. If it does make sense, then great, good for you, don't change anything. So that's point number one that I want to leave you with. Point number two, useful things to think about, is if you feel like you do start you do need to start designing or redesigning your offer, and you have decided that maybe I want my offer to be at a higher ticket, I want to reach more premium buyers, but I don't really know how to do that. I mean, that's my specialty. But if you're at a stage where you feel like, I want to do that, I want to sell premium, I want to try high ticket clients, but like, I don't really know how to do that, you want to ask yourself, like, what do I need to change in order for this to happen? You want to first be aware. Where am I lacking? What do I need that I may or may not have? For example, do you need to upgrade your own value or skill set so that despite the fact that you are charging higher, you can still over-deliver to your clients? Right? So like, do you want to upgrade your own value, upgrade your own skill set? Because you can't simply be like, okay, I used to charge $100 an hour, now I'm just going to charge $1,000 an hour, right? Like, the market is not, the market has eyes, like the market is smart. They're going to be like, why? Why did you used to charge $100, but now you're charging $1,000? And it's not to say that they won't pay $1,000 an hour, but you have to give them a reason why. And sometimes the hard truth of the matter is that you might not have the reason why. Like, you might not be worth $1,000 an hour yet, right? So then in that case, you want to think about, if I'm just any other photographer out there, I might only be able to command like $100 or $200 per hour. However, if I'm literally the only photographer in the world that, you know, can specialize in underwater shots, even for people who don't know how to swim, then maybe someone who really likes the marine or underwater theme might hire you and pay you $1,000 for that, right? And so you really want to think about it, like, how can I upgrade my own value? How can I upgrade my own skill set so that I can actually command a higher price point in the market that people are willing to pay for, that people can actually see the value in, and that people can actually pay for? So that's a second point that is really pertinent and useful for you to think about, which is, if you do need to start designing your offer to be at a higher ticket, what do you need to change in order for this to happen, right? You can't simply just slap on a different price tag, because people might not buy it if they don't see the value. In fact, they will not buy it if they don't see the value. And so if it comes to like, I have value, but I'm just not showcasing that, do that. If it comes to like, I don't think I'm valuable enough yet, what can I do to make myself more valuable so that I can then fully justify that higher price tag, right? All right, so the third thing that I want you to ask yourself on questions on how you design your business is, do I need to relook at the clients or customers that I'm currently selling to? And what I really mean by this is your current client group fulfilling your emotional desires and your business desires? And if they're not fulfilling your current emotional and business desires, how will you go about changing this? Right? How will you go about changing this? You don't want to end up in a place where you hate your clients, you feel like they don't get it, you feel like you dread working with your clients. Like, this is not why you started your own business. This is not why you started entrepreneurship, right? You started entrepreneurship to have time freedom, location freedom, work with people you love, do work you actually like. Because if you're just going to wake up and hate everything that you do, you may as well just have stayed in your 9-to-5, right? And so it really is important for you to take a step back sometimes and really relook at the clients and customers that you're selling to and ask yourself, like, are they actually fulfilling my emotional and business desires? And if they're not, what can I do and how will I go about changing this? Sometimes, like, all we need to do is just to pause a little to think about what is it that we're actually working with, rather than blaming this thing for not moving fast enough. And I find this to be really true with entrepreneurs that I see around me as well. Like, sometimes your business is not moving fast, your sales are slowing down, your marketing is not really taking off, and that's not really because, you know, of the market or your clients not responding to you. It might be because you don't actually buy into what you do. or you have grown out of your offer. You've grown out of like a selected client pool that maybe used to work for you, but it's just not working for you anymore. You've grown out of an offer that you used to be proud of, but maybe now it's not really your thing anymore. And guess what? The good news is that because you're an entrepreneur, you can literally pivot anytime. You can switch it up. You can enhance your offer. You can expand the group of people that you're working with. You can change your target audience, right? And these are all things that you have agency over, but the key is you have to be aligned and in sync with that, because if you're not, your lack of excitement, your lack of belief, and your lack of buy-in into your offer and your products will translate to your audience 1000%. And that's gonna cause you to not show up, it's gonna cause you to not want to post as much, it's gonna cause you to not wanna go on those sales calls, it's gonna cause you to not wanna talk about your business and offer while you're in that networking conference full of your ideal clients. And it's just not gonna be great. Right? So you wanna sometimes pause and ask yourself some key questions, and that one step back might help you take 5 steps forward. And so I think it's something that is really useful for us to think about, especially when we think about profitability. In summary of today's episode, I just want to reiterate the first thing to think about of like, how do I make that 100K or like 250,000 or 500,000 is to really think about like, how do I want to structure my business, right? And then we talked about the 5 different types of ways and types of offers that you can use and sell to get to that first 100K. And then we then followed up with useful questions to think about, like, now that I know designing my business and taking a step back and looking at my business model design, my offer design, my target audience, all of these things are so important. What are 3 questions that you can really ask yourself that would be useful? Number one, is what I'm selling or offering even making sense for me financially? If not, do something about it. Number 2, if I do need to start designing or redesigning my offer to be at a higher ticket level, ask yourself, what do I need to change in order for this to happen? How can I acquire more skill sets, more value to bring to the table? Number 3, do I need to relook at the clients and customers that I'm selling to? Is your current client group actually fulfilling your emotional and business desires? Otherwise, when you're out of sync, there'll be a lot of resistance, you won't show up, and that's going to translate directly into your bottom line as well, right? So rather than fighting it and going the hard way, the easy way is to take a step back, because taking that one step back is going to propel you so much further forward, I promise you. And so I hope you guys found this episode useful, relatable, and as usual, if you learned something, please drop me your biggest takeaways in your story, in direct messages. I love hearing from you guys, and I look forward to seeing you in the next
one. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it, and I hope it inspired you on your journey towards that next level in your business and life. Make sure to check out the description for show notes with a full rundown of all the juicy details and important links that you need. Also, make sure to share this with a friend if you found this useful, and subscribe here on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It would genuinely mean the world to me to hear from you, so share a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and let me know which part of this episode resonated with you the most. In case no one's told you lately, you are amazing and absolutely capable of creating the extraordinary life that you dream of and deserve. Now it's time to go out there, do the hard stuff, and let's kill it.